Welcome to Library Discoveries. This week we have a children's book. It's called Rebecca's World, Journey to the Forbidden Planet by Terry Nation, illustrated by Larry Learmonth. Rebecca's World has been out of print for quite a few years now, but it has a special place in the hearts of many, many people in their mid-40s, 50s. It came out in 1977, and it's written by Terry Nation. Not the motorcyclist, but the creator of the Daleks and Doctor Who scriptwriter for the BBC, amongst other things. According to the about the author in this edition, Terry Nation is the creator of the world-famous Daleks. Born in South Wales, he started his career as a stand-up comedian. He wrote over 200 radio shows for Harry Worth, Eric Sykes, Frankie Howard before moving to television. And he has written for The Saint, The Avengers, The Persuaders, Survivors and so on. So Terry Nation is a really top TV writer for those in the sci-fi world and beyond, spies, espionage, that kind of thing. Which is why Rebecca's World is so surprising. It's a science fiction children's story, his first children's story, or at least his first full-length one. And it stayed in the minds of today's children's writers like Darren Shan and so on. It's a fabulous book in bright orange boards, with a really nice set of illustrations. And of course, as usual, Paul's going to look at the specific copy that we have here in great detail. But really, our thinking behind including Rebecca's World in this podcast is to broaden your horizons. So you might think you know who Terry Nation is, you might never have heard of Terry Nation. But Rebecca's World is the kind of children's story that would have been pretty groundbreaking in 1977. It's treating the child as a grown-up. And in many ways, I think that's why it's lasted. If we just take a look at the plot, this might whet your appetite a little bit. Rebecca is mysteriously transported to a distant planet as she looks at it through her father's telescope. There she makes friends with three bizarre characters, Grisby, Captain K, and Kovac, who is an unemployed spy known as the Man of a Thousand Faces, although all of them are the same face. She meets some baddies, she sees some ghosts. But Journey to the Forbidden Planet brings to mind, to me, Return to the Forbidden Planet and The Tempest, which is something else altogether. But this book is great for anybody over the age of 9 or 10, including you 40-somethings and 50-somethings who are in our target audience. It's a really top book, and those of you who read it as a child, if you haven't got a copy now, go and get one. They are really nicely available in all kinds of editions, but the last time I checked, this was out of print. So it's over to you, Paul, for a close look at this copy. Thanks. Thanks, Paul. So this copy of Rebecca's World is part of my personal library. I paid about £50 for it 15 years ago, and it's now worth between £70 and £100 on Abe Books and so on. Slightly foxed around the edges, but nothing harmful to the pages themselves. They're still pretty much off-white, which is what they would have been like in 1977. You know a little bit about the story now from Paul. You know a bit about Terry Nation, but you don't know too much, perhaps, about Larry Learmonth, who is a new illustrator in 1977. And although he has illustrated a variety of children's subjects, including posters, Rebecca's World was his first children's book, too. And there's a number of really nice pieces in here which are on my Instagram, and they are going to be on the blog as well. Some of them are black and white. Most of the ones inside the book are indeed black and white, but there are some with a color wash as well. Really nicely done. It feels a bit like The Wizard of Oz. Really great stuff. Really detailed things. Quite traditional in many ways. There's a poem just before the book starts. You can see Rebecca's world. It's the first bright star of evening, and if you stare at it long enough, then close your eyes and think about it very hard, you can make it your world too. This is for Kate, Bert and Sue, Tom and Nora. It's for Joel, but most particularly, it's for Beck. And I think that's an indication that one of the two young children mentioned in Terry Nation's bio, one of them is Rebecca. This is for her. 1977. Vanguard Press, New York. So this is the American edition. I think it's probably one of the better editions that I've seen. The covers, the boards, is hardback, a bright orange with a silver font, silver typeface. The cover is mainly yellow. The spine is slightly faded, but only slightly. And this is a really nice example of the American edition. I believe it's the first American edition from 1977. A really strong story. A really famous writer to Doctor Who fans and others, and strongly recommended for anybody over the age of 9, including those who are 49, 59, 69, and beyond. It's really top-notch and strongly recommended. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.